A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the course of their journey, Jesus came to a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, who sat down at the Lord's feet and listened to him speaking. Now Martha, who was distracted with all the serving, said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister is leaving me to do the serving all by myself? Please tell her to help me." But the Lord answered, "Martha, Martha," he said, "you worry and fret about so many things, and yet few are needed, indeed only one. It is Mary who has chosen the better part. It is not to be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Saint Scholastica is known to us principally through her Benedictine brother and Pope, Gregory the Great. Gregory includes a few brief episodes of Scholastica's life in a work known to us as the Dialogues. So Gregory preserves for us the beautiful episode, very well-known episode, of these two siblings, Benedict and Scholastica, caught away from their monasteries because of a storm, and consequently engaged in holy converse the night long. It's Gregory, too, who tells us that Holy Father Benedict saw Scholastica's soul enter the mysteries of heaven in the form of a dove. And it's this image of Scholastica's soul as a dove, which we know is the bird most associated with purity and wisdom, which is of interest to us today. For you may recall with me that Benedict is associated with two birds. On the one hand, there's the white dove of Saint Scholastica who enters heaven, and on the other, there's the black crow of his personal temptation. We're told that Benedict deals with his temptation by tossing himself into thickets and thorns. So the two winged creatures, first the black crow of temptation, and then the white dove of Saint Scholastica, appear in Benedict's life as witnesses, not only to the human struggle of a life lived entirely for God, for his work and his prayer, but also its triumph. Scholastica's departure from this life, as Benedict sees it, is recounted for us by Gregory as the perfect triumph of the life of the resurrection, won by the life of monastic prayer and penance. So it should come as no surprise to us that Scholastica appears as the stronger of the Benedictine pair. She prays to God, and he hears her. She lives a life of dialogue with the Most High, and he speaks the word of eternal life to her. And Benedict is filled with joy at her entry into heaven. But Scholastica's example to us is not just that of Christian hope in the possibility of our personal resurrection, but also the one given to us through Benedict of listening to God, which is, of course, obedience. For it's by listening to the word, as Mary of Bethany and Saint Scholastica and Benedict himself did, and receiving that word in our life of prayer and penance, that the destiny of our eternal life is known to be greater than our foreseeable future. So to God, the source of peace and holiness, be every word of blessing from us, his people, now and forever. Amen.